Oh man, it's baseball playoff season. It's about to be spooky season, but it's always fig season. Welcome into the Fig Cave. Thank you guys for listening, for downloading. Great reviews from last week's episode. I'm the Hot Take Kid, Phil Gentile. I got none other than the man, the myth, the legend, Nick Thompson up in Connecticut. What's going on, dude?
Well, to be clear, it is not playoff season for this guy, the Padres.
Oh, yeah.
But too little, too late, but it is spooky season. I technically got to figure out this one-year-old's first Halloween costume, and it is definitely always fig season. So
always fig season. Yeah, you got to get a good costume, something cute, like put a little monkey outfit or like.
I really want to have her be Uncle Baby Billy from The Righteous Gemstones, but I don't know if anybody's going to get it besides me and like the seven people I know that watch that show.
Get on out of here, nerd.
Get out of here, nerd. Because I'm helpful.
That's a great show.
I'm your daddy.
That is a great show.
It is fucking awesome.
We had Mike Knick on from Major Bendy's fame. Great.
Knick. I don't know.
Canick.
But he's the fucking man, dude.
He is. Great interview. Good insight into how the Major Pod guys, Cardona and Brian Myers, have been building that empire, building now two toy brands, so props to them. Right after that episode, the Macho Man went up for pre-order on Friday last week, and I my first Major Pod, or first Major Bendy, I pre-ordered, and it was super easy. It's a two-week pre-order for him and for Trinity, a.k.a. Naomi. Did you pre-order that Macho Man Bendy?
No, but I absolutely will. And now that Naomi Trinity Fatu is going to be at the big event, she just got announced, so I was like, even though I have her elite, I might get the Bendy signed instead. So once I see her pricing, I'll decide if I'm going to pre-order her. But without a doubt, I'm going to order Macho.
What is the... Have they said the lineup for that big event?
It's... Yeah. They're adding people constantly. I mean, and then it's going to become very fluid. This is where people start, you know, canceling and then adding and canceling and adding. But yeah. The big event kind of... They have their own, like, roster that they bring in. So... And then it's a ton of other vendors. So I think it's like the Bellas, Mandy, Ruby and Anna Jay. I think are two that I saw.
Andrade,
Devon Dudley.
I got it here. Andrade.
So he doesn't do every one of their appearances, but I don't think he's doing the big event. But
I'm on the website, Big Event New York. Maybe this is old.
So there's like their stars, and then you got to go to the Big Event XS, and that's going to have like the list of actual people that are at that show.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me see. All right, Trish. The Bellas, Mandy.
Dude, Trish is twice the price it was when I saw her in Albany last year.
Oh, my God. Dennis Rodman, Missy Hyatt, Amanda Nunez, Hope Solo. Ooh, nice. Ruby Soho.
What's up?
Hope Solo and Ruby Soho. Get a good picture.
Yes, don't get them mixed up.
Oh, Jesse Orozco, that would be a good one. Trinity. Kevin Nash. Rob Van Dam. Doink and Dink.
Yeah, I'm going to get RVD's Ultimate signed there.
Nice. There's nobody I need as far as Legends so far in my Legends collection here. Let's get some, a bunch of indie folks. Oh, Sandman, Wacky Ripwreck, Honky Tonk Man. A lot of big names here. I'm just going to keep going down here because people probably want to hear this. They do mail-ins for all these people? You have to, it's a case-by-case.
You reach out to them, if you can get, I mean, that this is one of my things with all these guys that do the vending for these smaller, for some of these people, let me scroll, ESS Promotions or something like that. If you can get a hold of them, they'll do mail-ins for you.
Okay.
But they're not I don't think that they go out of their way to do it. I think they're losing. I think they lose a lot of extra business.
Man,
Go ahead.
No, sorry. I was just going to talk about Taya Valkyrie.
But... Oh, yeah. Well, Taya, I'm definitely going to do. What is that? I'm trying to think. It took me, the guys that are doing RVD and Kevin Nash, I had to Google their, I randomly Googled, Rob Van Dam, Kevin Nash, New York, Big Event EXS, and that brought me to the Eventbrite where I could buy the combo.
Yeah.
Go to my Instagram and here's the pricing.
No, none of these people do it right. I mean, they make it hard for you to spend your money. But if I had to make a woman in a laboratory of my ultimate woman, I think she would be pretty
well. If you had to make a backup,
yes,
yeah,
for my wife, Taya Valkyrie would probably be the everything that I would look for in a laboratory made woman. which is a weird thing to say. So yeah, doing mail-ins for that, or just send them all to Nick. Nick will take them all there for you. Honky Tonk Man, second longest Intercontinental Champion now after Gunther.
Still the greatest, but now the second longest. Still
the greatest, yeah. We are sponsored by High Noon Hard Seltzers. Now the number 2 hard seltzer in the state of Maryland.
Do you call it a hard seltzer? Is it? I thought it was just a vodka soda. Does it follow the hard seltzer in your state?
Whatever category is hot right now, we're pretty
we
fluid,
shift.
You know,
we're fluid. Fluid over here.
It is a hard seltzer, but it is also. Oh no, who is this on the cart? Who's number 30? Oh, Brian Branch. Okay, sorry, I'm watching the Lions game. Yeah, because it has vodka, but it's not like a cocktail. It's not like a 10% or something. It's still a beer type of thing. So, but we're outselling Coors, we're outselling Michelob, we're outselling Molson, we're outselling what's that? Michelob Ultra. I mean, so we're up there.
I know. Welcome to Liquor Talk with Phil and Nick. But what did with the whole Bud Light thing? Like, who picked up the slack of the Bud Light share?
Oh yeah, they were down on that thing. We're like number 6 and they're number 5. So we're like just below as far as sales go. I'm sure they're down like 30% or something. It was probably Miller Lite, I would assume.
Yeah.
A lot of people probably shifted to Miller Lite.
That's a Hulk Hogan drink. So I mean, if you want to start saying brother,
want to be ripped, you know, like me, dude.
And if you want to get married to someone that looks like your daughter but not have your daughter attend the wedding, I mean, just start crushing Miller Lights. Just continue to crush Miller Lights.
Love pasta, and if you love pasta, who doesn't love pasta?
Yeah,
we got
Pasta Mania.
We got some interesting news this week to talk about. Some AEW releases from the roster, some new signings. We got our spooky season movie of the week. I got to talk about, Mattel did a little slideshow on WWE.com with some Minton Box pictures of some stuff that we've already heard about, but check out our YouTube page. Check us out on the X. It's KFig on X, and on Instagram we are The Fig Cave. Also check out our buddy Kyle Peterson. He is on YouTube. He has two YouTube accounts now. He's got Kyle Peterson 2.0 because he's got so much content. Nick, imagine this problem. He's got so much content that he has to have now two Twitter account, two YouTube pages. So,
if he keeps hustling, dude, it's gonna start working out for him. Let me tell you.
Yeah, I think good things are gonna happen.
You keep grinding, Kyle. You keep grinding.
Yeah. Before we get into the news, me and my wife are looking for a place. Our anniversary is next weekend. We were looking for like somewhere nearby the Baltimore area to go for like a weekend, and just somewhere like drivable that we haven't been before. So a couple places. My wife is particular. The Airbnb has to look like it's out of like a Art Deco museum for her to like think it's cool. But I was like, yeah, why don't we go to Pittsburgh? Like, just randomly, I was like, I heard Pittsburgh is actually a pretty cool city. There's a bunch of, you know, good restaurants and breweries, and I'm sure there's a bunch of thrift stores for her. So we're looking at places, and she's like, well, when do the Ravens play the Steelers anytime soon? I was like, I honestly didn't know. I was like, oh, let me check. I was like, fuck, they play in Pittsburgh that same weekend. Cause she was like, all these hotels are $1,600. What's going on? I was like, oh, I don't know.
Jesus.
Maybe Pittsburgh's an expensive city. I don't know. So,
dude. Yeah, these hotel prices, man.
Yeah. We might be going to Pittsburgh next weekend. So,
nice.
There's a couple of toy stores up there, too. So, you know, something for me to do as well. So,
make sure you update all their information.
Yep.
Going forward.
I'll bring the book. I'll bring the book in there to show them. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here. Yeah. So, I talked about it a little bit before. There were some cuts from the WWE roster now that they've merged with, UFC into this new company, and some of the bigger names were Dolph Ziggler, obviously, Boogs, our buddy Matt Riddle, some pretty big names, Elias. I want, off the top of your head, to tell me, of all the people that were released, who has had the best Mattel Elite figure?
Those top three guys, right? Shit, those top three guys right there is... I love all the Dolphs. Boogs one is very cool, but you know what? Just for today, I love Elias's figures. He has what, a couple of elites and the basics, whatever. I'm not going to count basics, but he has Yeah, there you go. You're holding it.
I picked the same
one. And oh, can I get it? Is the defining moment? Or no, the is it the entrance superstar entrance?
Entrance grades.
What's that one?
Yeah,
entrance grades. That yeah. talks.
Yeah,
is fired. In. Yeah,
they should have kept him with this gimmick. This is a Elite 73 I have here in my hand. Has like the Jericho scarf and a guitar and some like stuff around his wrist. Great figure. I mean, the likeness on this is really good. I would never. He was never the best wrestler. I don't. You know, I would get excited for him because he would be. I love when he came to the ring with a guitar and would just kind of talk shit and pretend to play guitar pretty awfully. But he was. I mean, in the ring, can you remember like an Elias match? I don't even. I think the biggest thing he probably did was the stuff with his fake brother, like, right?
Yeah, he almost right. He kind of wrestled as a, you know, Zeke was a wrestler.
They were kind of pushing him a little bit there.
I thought he gave off kind of Macho Man vibes, like a cruder version of Macho Man, obviously. But he did the big elbow off the rope and
double axe handle. Yeah,
yeah. I certainly got the Macho Man vibe off of him. But yeah, no, he's not going to remember for his wrestling for sure. but two great elites, the superstar, the entrance greats, and yeah.
Mustafa Ali had a pretty great figure too, that red and yellow Chase elite figure with the hand and the chest thing that kind of.
Dude, like, that is when I, like an idiot, I was this way, I just first started collecting elite set. That set, remember how hard that set was to get?
Very hard, yeah.
Like Ciampa, Ricochet,
yep.
Miz, for some reason, stuck in there, which I mean, I love all of Miz's figures too, but. Was it Ciampa, Ricochet?
I think there was a Green Pants Rey Mysterio in that set, maybe. Yep.
Is Lashley in that? I think Lashley's in that one.
Lashley was, oh, that's like, yeah. That was like a $70 figure for the longest time, yeah.
Yeah, and all I did was grab the Chase Ali. I thought, I was like, oh, I got the smart one. And then I realized then how hard it was to get the rest was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's weird.
I think that was the first time I messaged J&J like, hey, I noticed on your eBay. Would you be willing to sell that straight cash, homie?
When's the last time there's been a hard Elite set to get? Like we were in the weeds there for a couple years on elite sets.
There was that huge gap before what, like 76 and 77 showed up early pandemic with the, you know,
yep.
76, then everybody got ready with 77 for the Fiend.
Might be that Dominic I'm looking at on your shelf there. That Dominic Elite, I didn't see on the shelves. I bought one for my son on ringside and
yep.
I don't think I saw that in stores more than maybe once.
That's definitely when I was still doing the whole set pre-order.
Yeah.
Like everything from Heroes or Wrestling Collector Shop. Let me see. 77. Now, that's when all these stores just started really pushing the shit out of it. Like, yeah. Really stocking that. You know, maybe not every store got it, but it was... If you had three or four Walmarts, you were getting every set.
You were probably good, yeah.
But I think, like, 89 and 90 and 91 and 92 like came in two different box set, like, two different, like, displays.
That's when, like,
so you had a lot of chances to get those.
Even Kohl's was selling them and shit. It was just, like, way too easy.
Oh, that Keith Lee, the Keith Lee that will not die.
What, any of these guys you think are going to go to AEW? I don't see Elias going there. I don't see, maybe Dolph. I don't know. But he can't use that name, obviously. So does he reinvent himself with a new character?
Yeah, but now that his brother has... I mean, his brother's not, like, killing it as, you know, with the killing the Nemeth name. But I think that it's made it more marketable. And he has always, like, performed comedy, like, as Nick Nemeth. So
I didn't know his brother still wrestles for AEW?
Yeah, well, now that CM Punk's gone, yeah, he's allowed to be there on Saturdays, too. So.
Oh, nice. I had no idea. Yeah, so I guess he does do the stand-up comedy stuff, so maybe he'll take a little bit of a break. But I could see Mustafa Ali in AEW. He'd get a big pop. He's kind of the same style as some of those guys. I don't know about Riddle, man. Riddle was a guy I was high on. I thought he was going to be – I mean, he did it himself in, you know what I mean? With
the NXT bro thing, just everybody just yelling bro was – huge. When I saw them at the Bridgeport, the Takeover 25, oh, like,
dude, it was
that
great.
First standalone show,
and he didn't even do anything. He just got the crowd. It was the entrance theme and the scooter and the just the kind of high fiving everybody.
Yeah. Zoe doesn't even know his name. She just calls him. I'm like, bro, remember bro, the dude on the scooter? She's like, oh yeah, I remember bro.
I mean, that's probably the best way to describe him. Yeah. So
yeah.
I don't know where he's going to end up, but I mean, I thought he was going to be. a main event, not a main event, but maybe like a British Bulldog or a Sheamus, where he's always kind of flirting. You can pop him in like to a main event match, and he's not going to win, but he'll put on a good match. And he was kind of at that. He wrestled Roman Reigns on SmackDown earlier this year.
Yeah, I mean, he had the U.S. title, then it was like he never sniffed the singles title after he lost it to Sheamus. But he did walk into Mania as a champ.
Yeah, so I don't know where he'll end up. I would love to see. I was trying to think who would be the best to come back for like a Royal Rumble spot, and probably all those guys. I mean, if you hear Dolph's song, it's going to get a big pop. The Elias guitar strum will get a big pop. Obviously,
yeah, very Honky Tonk Man, Double J-ish forever.
Yeah,
it's always going to, yeah.
The Riddle Bro music will get a big pop. So I'm sure we'll see those guys.
Yeah, he's not coming back. I think that was a favor to Dana White. Because it's like, okay, this is the thing that you guys are finally going to fire him for. But I think it's just they were like, hey, we work with Dana White. Dana White fucking hates this guy. Let's get rid of him. We have due cause. Let's toss him.
Yeah, I heard the audio of some interview that he did. It was on the Cornette podcast, and basically he was saying like, you know, we got full insurance here for you. You fight literally three times a year. You get, you know, whatever, like, but you're only going to be drug tested three times a year, like, and he still couldn't stop failing drug tests, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and he had some injuries, he had some away from the ring stuff, some drama, cheating on his wife, or all kinds of stuff, so whatever. Hopefully he's going to be okay. He went to rehab, I believe, so just with a company the size they are now, how clean cut they want to be, and like marketing, they don't want to give that guy a fucking title again. You know what I mean?
No, but he's not that good that they can't plug somebody else in there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. He's not good enough that he can't be replaced.
Yeah, he's 100% replaceable. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as cool as he was, and as how much, you know, kids loved him, my son loved him. So we will see what happens there. But never like to hear people getting cut. But I think with some of the success we've seen from other people in the Indies and AEW and New Japan, I think there's always going to be a home for some of these guys, even if it's just on the circuit, fan fest circuit, like signing autographs and doing spots here and there. So,
you know, and after going to that Impact pay-per-view that Brian Myers hooked us up with tickets for, it just I like Impact. Like I think it's perfect for some of these guys that have other things to do, or maybe they have a family they don't want to leave every weekend anymore. I think it's this perfect schedule for that they could plug themselves into if there's interest. So, but you know, everybody immediately is, oh, they're going to AEW. No, just there's other options.
Yeah, I mean, I wish Impact had a bigger footprint, and they're kind of like settled into where they are as like number three a little bit.
Yeah,
but we'll see. Have you been watching the wrestlers show on Netflix?
No, I need to. I might have some time tomorrow to watch an episode or two.
It's pretty.
So hopefully they catch me early. So
yeah, it's entertaining. It's pretty cool. I've always been Al Snow, former guest, friend of the podcast. He's kind of runs the company of Ohio Valley Wrestling. It's all about the company down there, and shows kind of the characters on and off the field, quote unquote. But it's entertaining, especially if you're a wrestling fan. Like, it doesn't kill kayfabe too much. You know, it does show like behind the scenes, and it sounds like he wants to make it more of like a storyline driven kind of weekly show. And then the other owners want to just focus on making money and say, fuck all the storylines and stuff. But it's pretty fun. Pretty fun.
That's where I can find Truth Magnum and Turbo Floyd though. Right. That's the two youngest men alive.
Yeah.
And I love the fucking Outrunners, dude. Just
they haven't been on the show yet, but hopefully
they will. Are the OVW champs, I think. And not spoiler, I think they're the tag champs. At least I think those are the belts they walk around with.
Well, man, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So what else do I want to talk about? Oh, speaking of WWE, they signed former AEW women's champion, or TNT or TBS women's champion, Jade Cargill. And it was kind of surprising because They had ESPN break the news. They used her real name, and they showed her kind of walking into the performance center. They showed some pictures of her in the ring, almost like an NFL team signing. You know what I mean? Like which I think is cool. I mean, let's not kid ourselves and say, you know, all this stuff gets spoiled anyway. So let's make it a big deal and put it out there on social media, because it's a huge signing, dude. I think she is going to be a megastar with some training. I mean, if she's been there for a week or two, she's already gotten more training in Florida than she did in AEW. I mean, she kind of just got thrown into the fire there.
First of all, it's like the weigh-ins. It's like when they said they have weigh-ins for an AEW fight. You're like, why is there a weigh-in? Like, there's no weight classes. No. But I think it's gonna be huge for her. You know, it's so funny. Like all these people defending or not defending AEW, and she was just fine where she was. I can't believe she left. But she had her time there. They didn't want to push her into the main event level. So they waited too long to do so. Like, to never have a payoff match with Britt or somebody else was a mistake. No. But this is going to be huge. She is a fucking fantastic athlete. But I hope that I don't think they're going to make her do the classes, but I hope they hire some really great trainer, you know, to work independent, you know, work with her. Like, I said it in the group chat, like, send her to Natty and TJ. In Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
And just let her work with Natty. Let her get, you know, let her. I think, like, the mechanics are there. I just feel like when she was in the ring, AEW, it was slow.
Yeah.
So if you can make it a little more natural, I think that's what she was missing in my eyes.
Yeah, it was. It was she knew how to do everything, but it was just the. I mean, there was no house shows, right? There was no. Once a week. So she worked every week for 52 weeks. I mean, in WWE, you're doing 300 shows a year. Like, there's no way to get your legs underneath of you and get some more, like, TV time and more experience because you're just not... I mean, maybe she's on Rampage here and there, but still. I just don't think... Yeah, she was the champ. They put the belt on her, but I don't think they used her to elevate anybody else. They didn't really have a blow-off.
And at the end, it only elevated Chris. Statlander. It only by beating her and then beating her again to,
yeah,
you know, that's the only person that got elevated from it.
Some of her shit
looks slow. So if you could speed that up, I mean, because that's even semi criticism Bianca and all female wrestlers. A lot of the female wrestlers still do it. It's like where it just looks a little extra choreographed, where you feel like they're waiting.
I'm gonna do just this a little. I'm gonna do that. Then I'm doing this.
Yep.
Yeah. It's tough.
Like, I need the perfect grip to do this move. Well, it doesn't. You're gonna slip. It's not always gonna work that way.
This is the most we've talked about wrestling on this wrestling.
Oh yeah, podcast. Tom is gonna have a field day with this.
We need to talk about this because I saw this tweet from somebody that Sting is like 20-0 in AEW. I mean, he's been there for 2 years, has not gotten anyone else. I mean, you have one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. You haven't used this guy to get anybody else over except for Darby, who's already was over before Sting got there. I had to bring that up because it is crazy to think about. I mean, put him against a fucking Malakai Black or something to give somebody else elevate one.
Oh, he can't
guys.
Go. He can't go. I mean, he can only be in these tag team matches. He can't go.
That's got to be it. Yeah.
Even in his prime, he could not. I love Sting. He was one of my favorites, you know, growing up. To go back and watch some of those matches, like especially this TNA run, where it was clearly he just forgot what he was doing in the ring.
Yeah. No, I mean, he was at
his
best.
People were dead waiting him for different finishers and stuff like that. So
he was at his best with Ric Flair, you know, carrying him through matches. Not to say he wasn't a great wrestler, but he had the gimmick. He had the look. That was, you know, 60% of his character. I guess you're right. You can't have him one-on-one. Until you do some sort of retirement match or something, yeah. You know, so.
But I do think it's great because, like, it's keeping Darby in these, like, kind of marquee matches and tag matches and fun matches. And he's without kind of having him swallow up any part of a title picture.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, it's.
Like, he can kind of dip his toes in, hey, the TV title for a little bit, but he doesn't need to be fully in it.
Which is great. It's kind of like what Shawn Michaels did when he was a singles guy before he became like a, you know, he kind of rose to Intercontinental champ and then went back down. And like, it was always involved in something. He was, you know, doing the stuff with Diesel at one point. And, you know, it wasn't like he was still a focus, but he wasn't always in the title picture early on. They kind of slow played it. So, I'm about to sneeze bad. Woo. Okay. It went away.
Bless you.
No, I know. No, it's just like congestion or something. All right. Spooky season movie of the week. I told everybody last week to watch it. It was Hereditary. Whew, man, this movie fucked me up, dude. I'm still...
Like, yeah, you commented right away. Like I guess I'll just ask questions because I ain't watching this shit. I'm not a horror guy. Like, I never have been. I tried... After the Saw movies, like, I tried to get into horror or, like, the gore stuff. But, like, I just like the Saw story. It was more the story and then some of the contraptions, but
yeah,
I never could get into the rest of it. Is it what's the horror? Like, what's the horror in it? Is it a character? Is it like a experience? Is it just straight up gore? Is it, you know, a little everything?
There's really not anything horror related until the last probably 15 minutes of the movie. No spoilers. If you haven't seen the movie and you want to see it, I guess fast forward it a couple minutes. But it's basically about a family who's had a loss of like a grandmother who was into some weird stuff, but they didn't really know what she was into. She was, you know, in a very religious type of person they kept talking about. She dies. She's like the patriarch of the family, and the family's dealing with that. And then the brother and the sister are at a party. He's smoking weed and has to bring his little sister along on the drive home. She basically gets her head chopped off from a telephone pole because she's got her head hanging out the window. And so they're dealing with that. The mom starts going deeper and deeper into like the some sort of it was really like heavy. Like, there was no fun character. There's nothing.
No,
like, there's no like sidekick like funny thing. It's just heavy like family shit for the first hour. It just slowly, like, you're like, where is this going? What is happening? But it's just all about this family and how they're basically unraveling and basically the mom meets somebody that's like, oh, I went to this seance once and basically they let me talk to my dead son and it was so great. So she does it. And it's basically a trap to get her to let this demon into their like family through some sort of like, you know, seance type of thing. The woman that she meets was friends with her mom in some sort of cult. So it's basically the start of the second half of the movie is learning. She's learning about how her grandma was in this cult and they're trying to find a host for this demon. And it's just, the end of it is just, you know, super gory. The family just dissolves and it's, you know.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch this.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna watch this. It's too much for me, man.
I'm watching. I'm like, God, I'm going to have to watch fucking another horror movie. It's just, it really is like, for me, like real spicy food. I love it. But I'm like, while I'm eating it, I'm like, man, this is awful. This is not fun.
That's too mentally taxing for me.
Yeah. And it was late at night. I get into bed. My wife's already fucking sawing logs. I get into bed. And the last 10 minutes are probably some of the scariest, like, because it just sets it up. It's just, like, slow burning for the entire movie. It sets it up, and then like, the last 10 or 15 minutes are just like, oh, fuck. It's like it all comes to a head. And, you know, there's just, like, people. They're walking into a room. There's just a person in the corner, in the dark in the corner. They don't even see the person. They're just, like, standing there smiling or something. Like, shit like that. It's like, fuck. Like, scary. Like, not even, like, wouldn't even be scary if it's just, like, not in like a scary movie situation, you know, scary music and stuff like that. But yeah, it's a pretty messed up movie. But I would say
so watch Hereditary.
Very well acted. I mean, the acting, Gabriel Byrne is a great actor. The mom was Toni Collette, who's been in a lot of stuff. So yeah, good movie. I think next week I'm going to do Midsommar, which is another heavy movie that I've already seen, but I probably should watch it again. Hold on. All right, so every week I'm going to put a post in the Facebook group about the movie and just get some inside talk the movie with people. So if you guys watch it, feel free. Like I said, next week will be Midsommar.
Maybe I should talk about like the soft television that I watch instead.
Just rerun.
Like, I finished Sex Education on Netflix.
Oh, my wife I heard that is a good show. My Patrick Harrington said, I watch a lot of horror movies. I'm pretty numb to them at this point. This movie is one of the most legitimately scary movies I have ever watched. The final act is disturbing. I can agree with that. Jeremy Ball said, watched it opening night. Couldn't stop thinking about it for weeks. The telephone pole scene and the scene where the son wakes up at the end have stuck with me throughout the years. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. Both well said. So, yeah, pretty messed up. I don't think I'd ever watch it again, but... but it was definitely a good watch. And like I said, Midsommar is this one, which I have seen, is also a pretty effed up movie. I need to get, like, the whole time I was watching it, I'm like, God, I wish I was watching, like, Halloween. Just like a mindless, like, guy running around.
A lighthearted horror.
Yeah, like, not, like, this is too realistic. Like, you know, this family is, like, grieving and, like, going through, like, shit. It's just, like, it was, like...
Yeah, I could just avoid this by not going camping.
Like, just sad to watch.
You know? Meanwhile, this is just, this could happen to anybody.
Exactly. So, I watched this for you guys, so just so you know. But I have gotten a lot of suggestions. I'm going to do a different movie every week. I'm going to try not to watch them at fucking 11:30 at night. That was the dumbest thing I've ever done. Just by myself on the couch watching a scary-ass movie. How about MJF Chase Figures? This is a nice segue. MJF Chase Figures on a website called Temu, which I still don't know what this is. I guess it's like a DHgate.
It's like a Wish DHgate. Like, there's a lot of kind of bootleg generic stuff on there, but just like every other foreign website, everybody thinks that it's a data grab. That's why they're willing to lose all this money on these items, you know, and get you over there so they can steal your data and sell it. I don't know. I had an account. I deleted it. I deleted the app. Because once the MJF Chase that I was debating buying sold out, I didn't need it anymore.
People were getting it for $15, and the pictures I saw in some of the Facebook groups looked pretty much spot on. So I guess.
Yeah, I think Kyle did like a side by side, and he's like, as far as I can tell, it's the exact same thing. So people are saying they think that some of these factories just do like an extended run, like once they send off what they need to, and that shit goes to the black market, eBay, stuff like that. So I don't doubt it at all. I mean, it's not the hardest thing to make.
Yeah,
just some extra stickers.
If they're already making it, might as well make some more and make some money off of them. Shit. Yeah.
But I did see what was it? It's Maxwell's Wrestling Figs, I think, is the account on Whatnot. I think it's, or Mac, something like that.
Yeah.
He ordered two like huge boxes. He probably ordered 100 of them.
Damn. Really?
Yeah. He's selling them in his store, Maxwell's Wrestling Figs, for like $35.
Oh wow.
That's so if you don't have that Chase and you want it, that's, I mean, you, what are you paying? Probably 43-45 shipped.
Then you don't have to go
still through, not bad for a Chase.
Then you don't have to go through, what do you call it, to you know,
have your data breached.
Yeah. Don't breach that data. Speaking of data breach, Pro Wrestling Tees. No, I'm not gonna go there. All right, there's this Mattel.com slideshow, and I'm pulling up our Instagram now. What is this? Let's see what they had up there. It was basically stuff that we've already seen. Let's start with the Ultimates. We got the Kurt Angle, the Bianca Belair, and the Bobby Lashley. We saw inbox images of all three of those. Like, the Kurt Angle does come with a singlet, which is good. It's a cloth singlet, and figure looks good. I don't know. I pre-ordered that through Wrestling Collector Shop, but those should be hitting pretty soon, man. I think
October. There's still a while out. I just need mine to hit before he comes and signs locally. So,
yeah, that's going to be October or November, I think. So, interesting. Elite Royal Rumble set 2024, which is the Build-A-Figure Virgil set. It's with Ridge Holland, Beth Phoenix, Brock Lesnar. Looks like we've gotten that Brock Lesnar 7 times now already. This is the ponytail man bun Brock Lesnar and a Batista. I'm not buying any of these. I'm very happy about that.
Well, when you think of Royal Rumble, you think of Ridge Holland,
of course. Yeah, and Beth Phoenix. Yeah, with her somebody said she looked like Rufio from Hook, which
all the hair fits.
Yeah. Doesn't need any of those, but those should be hitting pretty soon. I would say right before the holidays those should be out. Survivor Series 2023 set should be out really soon, because Survivor Series is in like a month. This is the Build-A-Figure British Bulldog with the jean look. This is the poopy pants Shawn Michaels with the brown pants when he came back and won Elimination Chamber for the belt. This is a Charlotte Elite. Yep. Kevin Owens and a, I would say, perfect Attitude Era Jerry the King Lawler. What say you about this set?
Well, first of all, really quick question. Are your targets like all of a sudden getting more of the Survivor Series from last year?
Which
Becky, one? Warrior, AJ, and who's the last one? maybe Drew or something like that.
Yeah, no,
all of a sudden it's everywhere.
A couple of my targets are.
Yeah, I like this set, man. I don't need another Kevin Owens. Charlotte has only had like what three elites at this point,
if that. I think I don't.
I think she had it's the big blue robe.
Yep.
I can't believe it took that long to get her first one, and then they waited like 40 sets.
Yep.
That she's in 92 with her dad.
The one that's like always on, like still on ringside right now.
Yeah, she had. I mean, she obviously she has an ultimate, but I don't think she has any of the elites unless she's in a
three. This is three. Yeah.
Crazy yeah. for a female franchise wrestler. The Shawn's cool. It looks a little goldish in the pictures to me. The KO is like every other KO. And Lawler, if you don't have a Lawler, it's going to be a great one to get signed because of the way he signs. So,
yep, 100%.
Yeah.
Great looking figure.
But I think it's perfect because now that is, I have like the throwback one with the sideburns. I have 82, which is a very classic, the white and blue look, but I like the black and red. To me, that's the commentator.
Yeah, that's when I think of King. It's this outfit with the black.
Yeah. So yeah. That's exciting to me.
What else we saw? Inbox images of the WrestleMania 2024 series. So that might be the last of these three to come out. This is with this new box. This is with the Build-A-Figure Nicholas. Pat McAfee, first elite. We get a Trish Stratus elite with the brown hair. I feel like we just got a Trish, but this is probably more of her heel look, I would say. And yeah. This is kind of similar to her Hall of Fame elite from several years ago. A John Cena elite and a Rock elite. This is from when they fought at WrestleMania at 28, maybe 29, one of those two.
I think so. 25. I don't know. I'm not gonna try to do the math.
Third series. I'm not.
Oh, 27, 28, 29. I think we're like the three Rock, like referee, wrestle.
Yep. I am not buying any of these three sets. I do not want a single figure from, and I'm not just saying that. Like, there's not even one on here. I would say if I had to get one of them, it would probably be that Shawn Michaels, but I have so many Shawn Michaels already. I don't know. I guess that's a good thing. I mean, I've really pared down as far as buying elites, and none of these are really speaking to me. Maybe the Pat McAfee, actually the first elite of him, but it's pretty basic. It's just a black-on-black figure. It's the first elite of his, so... But other than that,
and
I mean,
and the hard part, I just to add in here is that it's the new box that I think it's just sucks.
Yeah, I don't like that box.
No, as you know, just like you know, you like it's a couple of us, like we're doing so many more autographs that it's shit to sign, and you're not going to get, especially in that last set, you're not going to get Rock or Cena to sign. No. Trish is literally, like I said, Trish is double the price, and I don't know how you get. I don't know if Pat McAfee ever does like a sit down with Fitterman or anything, but I will grab his elite. I will grab that.
Yeah. That's about it. There's some basics here. Let me pull those up. Looks like this is
basic. They look pretty damn good. The Hogan, I'm scrolling through their whole slideshow here. The Hogan looks good.
Yeah, it does. That's a really cool one.
Maybe the extra articulation.
A Hogan we've never gotten before. It's like the white blue long blue pants with a cut off white Hulkamania shirt, which is cool, and like the headband. I think that was like he was prepping for WrestleMania 1 or 2.
Trish, by the way, that Trish WrestleMania looks so... I just scrolled by it. It looks so fucking weird.
It does.
It just looks like that somehow in a female, that the torso, like the top doesn't match the bottom. Mm. Back to basics.
Yeah, back to basics. A Charlotte basic, a honky-tonk man basic of... he's got the chase as well. One with red pants, one with blue pants. Undertaker basic of we've seen several hundred times, and a Top Dollar basic. I might have to get that Top Dollar, make a Chad Miller custom.
Yeah.
Or you can make a Kenny Dinkins custom with that too. It's pretty.
I'll get a. Don't say it. He's gonna get mad. Get mad.
No, he's skinnier than Top Dollar, so that's good. He's got that going for him. Let me see. That was it, I guess. So it was nothing really new that we've never seen before. I gotta think they're on the verge of doing something like that. Maybe Ringside Fest coming up in a month or so, they'll do something. We will see.
Yeah, just a couple small ones, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, definitely before the holidays, they gotta do some announcements because I haven't ordered any. I mean, it's been a while since the ultimate last set of Ultimates has come out. What was it? Was it Randy? Was just Randy Orton, right?
Yeah, see, and he's canceled. He's hitting some stores, right?
I haven't seen him yet, but I think he should be pretty soon.
Yeah,
the new sets of Legends of Hitting, which is Mr. Perfect, Million Dollar Man,
DiBiase, yeah, Greg Valentine, and I forget the last one. Oh, Triple H?
Triple H, yep. Yeah. So those are hitting now. The set before that, the Kama, the D'Lo, Undertaker, and Brother Love are on sale. Pretty cheap, so I would recommend going to popfinder.com, going to the Target inventory tab under the first tab, and you can kind of pop in your zip code, and you can see where those figures are. My store, a bunch of my Targets have them. They will not put them out. I don't know if they're waiting for some sort of reset, but we will see.
So, do you have a lot of competition for what you are looking for? Like, is there a lot of other buyers?
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of people. And if I see something one day and I go back, you know, a couple of days later, it'll be gone. So if I see it, I got to grab it. I mean, there's a whole, like, Facebook group of, like, people in this area. And there's some pretty serious collectors. There are also some stores that gobble stuff up and... You know, people.
I'm like, I literally try to unionize the four or five guys that I know that collect in here. Like, dude, don't bother with that store. Somebody already went. Oh, I'm going to go check anyway.
Yep.
Okay. They were there 10 minutes ago. Like, trust me, don't waste your time.
I was walking the aisle one time. I was, Monday or Tuesday. I was taking a figure to the scanner to see what the price is. And I hear Phil behind me. And it's my buddy Darius. He was off work early or something. Or like Monday, they had like a off for a Jewish holiday or something. He's a teacher. And I was like, dude, you should have called me, man, or should have texted me. I could have told you not to come here. There's nothing here. But I guess I'm searching for it too. But that Rock Legends Ultimate, I guess, has shown up that they had it in stock. But that has a hard date for October 1st. They cannot put it out on the floor.
Unless you're after Super Minty early on, which, I mean, obviously that's not even what we get half the time because these boxes are fucking pallets or shit. But, He's gonna be in abundance, like Macho and Batista. Here, like I said, The Rock doesn't move. Like, you could go buy the Ruthless right now. You can go buy the WrestleMania one right now. I don't know what it is. Maybe he's just oversaturated.
Yeah, it'll be easy. I mean, there's just so many Rocks. You would think it would not be the case because even non wrestling fans know him. So you would think people would be gobbling it up. Kids would want it. But yeah. So it'll be easy to find. It's just, I guess they're not putting them out till Sunday, which is October 1st. So we'll see. It's probably something I will grab by next week, but it's not something I'm super pressed on because, you know, I'd love to see it fall to half off before I grab it, but I don't know if that'll
allegedly be. I have mine shipped. Allegedly my pre-order shipped. But
mine have not. So,
yeah.
And I pre-ordered two of the Million Dollar Mans. Those have not shipped yet either. So if I find them.
People did not get the pre-order from the last set, right? Is that what I always see the complaints about, like in the major pod and the figure?
Yeah.
Crazy. I mean, they're in abundance. Like, if you didn't get it, that's your own fault. But it's crazy that none of the pre-order shipped.
Yeah, it is.
But I there's a stack of $7 ones that, you know, I hope I don't mix up when I get them all rung up, that I ring up the new ones of $7 too. I don't know. Sometimes I get nervous when I get up there.
Sometimes, stage fright. Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
Get confused, yeah.
Let's get into our weekly purchases. What do you think? I actually have some stuff this week.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see what you got.
Let's get right into it then. For you, I grabbed... I went to Target. There was nothing there except for these Adam Cole Bay Bay Target exclusives. I grabbed three of them. One's for you. I'm going to ship it to you at no cost because I definitely owe you something.
Now hold it until we have some more to send back and forth. Cause like I said, I got some stuff for you too anyway. So,
Okay. It's a good figure. I like it. I like the red and the black. It pops. He's probably at his height right now for as far as AEW is involved with the main storyline with MJF. So I'm surprised it didn't get gobbled off the shelf, but those Samoa Joes should be hitting soon at Target. So they had to make way for these. So I grabbed three of them.
Does he limp? Does that figure limp? From jumping off of a 2-foot ramp,
how bad is he really hurt? He went to the hospital after last week.
Did you see the video?
No, no.
Somebody posted one of the Instagram pages posted it. It's like, you know, he's running at full speed. And he jumps off like, you know, they did the ramp. He jumps off onto the regular ground and. Jeez. But it's so funny. Like all ankle? That shit he does, and he hurt himself doing that. Same as Punk, when Punk hurt himself jumping into the crowd.
That's
like,
crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. Shit, I think I hurt myself.
I got two Brother Loves. These were both $6 and change. So
you should be him for Halloween, dude. Let Maybe. Nash go as the debut taker.
No, who, Brother who Love, the fuck dude? Would know who I am?
You and Nash, and that's
Brother
it.
Brother Love.
The internet, brother.
Yeah. You're going to hate me for this one.
If you bought another fucking G.I. Joe,
four G.I. Joes came in the mail. The wife was not happy. We're on a budget right now. I got Low Light. I got Crimson Viper. I got Grunt Graves, whoever the fuck that is.
What number are they up to?
87. 87 now.
How many do you think you have?
Probably at least 60, 65. This is a special one, though. This was my favorite, not character, but favorite G.I. Joe to play with. This is Tunnel Rat. I should have had the...
Oh, yeah. He was in the... He made the movie. He made the cartoon movie, right?
Yeah. And he just was, like, the coolest looking dude, like, because he had, like, war paint on, basically. I just loved how he was, like, strapped up with bullets, always had a bunch of guns.
You're talking coolest looking one. I mean, it sounds like you're getting mixed up with Crocmaster.
Crocmaster is he's one. He's Cobra though. This is
and Road Pig. Pig's there. Fast number two. So I wonder if they'll redo. But what was the mail away guy like? Super Trooper.
Oh yeah.
I wonder if they'll do. When they do him, and then if they do make a Road Pig, like I'm in on that.
That would have to be like a San Diego Comic Con or something.
I'm surprised they didn't do another Serpentor release, dude. For how like fast that's sold.
I need to sell some of this to one of these stores and get that Serpentor and that Dr. Mindbender because those are two I gotta have. I mean,
is Dr. Mindbender expensive too, or was he hard to get?
He was like an exclusive as well.
Oh no, shit! Like Hasbro, whatever.
So I got this from Amazon, but I also have it pre-ordered through Hasbro Pulse. So I called them like, hey, I want to cancel this. I haven't received it yet. I don't need it anymore. And they said, oh, well, it's processing. It's about to ship in a couple of days, so we can't cancel it. I was like, well, it hasn't shipped yet, right? So can you cancel it? I don't want it. It's like, oh, no, we can't because it's about to ship. It's processing.
That's the most – that is – I mean, Target's bad with pre-orders, but like – and I don't know if you pay Hasbro Pulse, but like the fact that you are a service, like catering to toy collectors, sell your exclusive toys, and you cannot get them into people's hands.
I got this. I got from Amazon first, like Amazon, not even from like anywhere else fancy. You know, she's like, well, when you get it, you can we'll send you a label, and you can pay to have it shipped back. I'm like,
that's so dumb.
So I guess I'll send this one back to Amazon. I guess I don't fucking know. Stupid.
I gotta look at this when we're done here. I haven't done the what's that?
Looking at Tunnel Rat right now?
No, the Marvel. I like to look at Hasbro Pulse once in a while to see, you know, because I was doing the 3.75, so I'm always like, oh, I wonder if there's anything new.
And I wanted to talk about it last week, but you wouldn't let me. I bought 56 cases from Heroes Hideout because they were doing a moving sale of some sort. I don't know if a store is closing. But it's the figure defenders for the Elite Legends, you know, Target exclusive ones. Usually $5 shipped from ringside. I got these for $2.20 each.
Yeah,
I told the wife I got to get these. I mean, if I compared it to ringside, it would have been $80 to ship all those because these from Heroes Hideout ship flat. I had to fold them all myself, which was kind of a pain in the ass. But they're, like you said, they're great cases. Thank you for the recommendation. They fit tight.
Yeah,
to the box.
Very much like protectors.
Yep.
Yeah. They're pretty great for unfortunately I don't think they're ever gonna make any other ones, any other sizes or
no.
He seems very I like Steve, I've had good interactions with him, but he seems very checked out of the wrestling game because of all the getting burned on all the AEW signings and the infamous Brock signing and stuff like that. So but I love those things. For anybody who doesn't know, they're very much like a pop protector, very like tight on the package. It's not nearly as high, and they do ultimates and elites from 72 to 88 or something like that. So
you can check it out. The website is probably the worst website I've ever tried to navigate, heroeshideout.com. It's just try to find anything on there within less than 5 minutes. It's impossible. But if you use code MOVING, you could get them pretty cheap. I was tempted to buy some of the Ultimate Edition ones because at that price you can't beat it and I didn't want to shit on the ringside defenders because they are great. I mean, they had that clamshell look, but like you said, when you send something in a mail-in for an autograph thing, you want to use those ringside ones because they're easy to pop open, get the figure signed. This one has a lot of little tabs. It's very intricate. But I was surprised. Not a single one broke while I was trying to bend them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You'd be fine with that. Yeah.
Bend them back and forth. They were great. So nice and cheap. I love that. And now all of my legends are complete. I got four extra for the ones that are coming out now in the stores. And I think after that, Nick, I think I'm done. I don't know.
That's what I was, especially with you, like collecting the legends where you're like, no, I buy 4%. And they're this price, and the fact that we know when they're exactly when they're changing the box, that was actually kind of perfect. Like, hey, yeah. I only need four more. We're good. We're done. This collection is complete.
I was like, oh, maybe I should get both of the $1 million mans. And then if I do that, I gotta buy one more fucking case. I'm like, no,
I'll sell you one for okay. It's. I mean, this is an upcharge.
I don't think I'm gonna do it. I think I'm just gonna do the chase. I mean, just do the chase. But
yeah,
we'll see when those come out. So. That was it. Oh, I did get the Macho Man Brawler Buddy from Pro Wrestling Tees, which is pretty nice.
And that's upstairs on your bed.
It was on my bed. Yeah. It's now on the dresser. My wife didn't like it on the bed. It was one of 250, which I think they sold out in 45 minutes or so. And it does have like the raised nose on it, so it's not like a perfectly flat like pillow. Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's nice. I would buy another one. I think it was 25 or 30. It was for the price. It was not bad.
I wonder if they hit up Brian. I mean, they do a lot of stuff with, well, mostly Matt, you know, Matt pushing stuff. And obviously, you know, he obviously hooked him up with, you know, Zombie. I wonder if they reached out and said, how do we get him on like your guys' buddies with like the nose and stuff like that? Like, we don't want to skip that.
Oh, I'm sure. So, I'm sure they have a text and they go back and forth. And
oh yeah. Most of it is pictures of me.
Yeah.
Apparently, he said every time he sees me, he sends Ryan a picture of me. I bet you're clone, bro.
I don't look like that guy.
Yeah, I don't look like that guy. Way more handsome.
Yeah. That's it for me. That's all I have. I have a lot of shit I got to sell. I've been selling in our Facebook group, which you can be a part of for $1 per month if you're part of the Run In Podcast Patreon. They're friends of ours. Their Patreon lowest tier is $1 a month. It gets you access to our group. We have over 500 members that buy and sell and trade with each other. We do live unboxings. I do some figure hunts from time to time. We do a bunch of... lately, it's been a lot of fat guy this or that food questions.
Yeah, get rid of one.
Which I like. You know, the root beer question. They had like a dessert question that I really learned that I'd hate pecan pie. I don't think I've ever even... had pecan pie, but I hate pecans with a passion.
No, I think red velvet's way too fancy. Pecan pie, pumpkin pie. I'll take cheesecake. I'll take cheesecake
four. Yeah. Well, I do have a question for you. A top 10 for you before after we do our weekly purchases. So get through your weekly purchases here.
Okay. Let's see. I also ordered a shitload of defenders. I thought I was only getting 40% off when I emailed them to say, "Hey, I can't add this." They made a special invoice and gave me 50% off.
Oh, so shit.
Nice. I have a shitload of Ultimate and I only ordered like a dozen Elites, but I ordered like 40 Ultimates.
Wow.
So I'm flush. just because it was super minty and I was at TJ Maxx, I grabbed one of those top picks, Roman Reigns, for all of $7. Couldn't beat that. That's the top picks Elite that's warming the pegs everywhere.
Wait, which one is that?
I got
Sorry, I was typing a.
No, you're chat. Good.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's a good figure.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the time right now. I think their stores are trying to get rid of all of this extra shit.
Yeah.
Before you're kind of getting stuff in for the holidays. I bet those Superstars figures go on sale.
I think my mother found me one of the three packs from TJ Maxx up there. So.
Oh, nice.
We'll see if she bought the right thing. I sent in Jake Hager to get signed by K&S, a very good price. He was drunk. He was not listening to what they asked to transcribe.
Oh no!
And I mean, I've always had good experience with them. This is the first not so great one. And they did not have a white marker. Apparently, it exploded, and they only had one.
Jesus Christ!
Because even I said, "Hey, I asked for white. Like, can you just do the yellow?" Which they signed Sapienza's perfectly. And they were like, if you want a specific marker, make sure you send it in. It's like, I just sent in fucking a white marker.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here. But he was drunk. He was not signing what people are asking. He wasn't writing Hager or when the people or Swagger when people are asking. I don't know. He just not cool. Last two things. Well, I did get the crate. Nothing great in there except an Iron Sheik t-shirt.
Okay.
I got a great deal. I jumped in on it. I got the two new Chases, ooh, Mox, and nice. Jamie Hayter. I got a great deal on both, so I just grabbed them. I probably should stop buying the Chases, but good price.
I like that. I think the Chases are a good investment. I think they're a cool collection. You know, it's the one of the things I think AEW has done good with their like numbering those things that make them just feel more rare.
Because the rest of that set sucks.
Yeah, it's
awesome. I love FTR, but like I'm not buying any more of their
Private Party, right?
Private Party. Yeah. So. Yeah, I think that's it. Oh, and I got the Mr. Paradise was selling for a friend, so I grabbed that Ultimate Warrior Ultimate from him for a good price. So
that's nice.
An extra one of the newer ones. So yeah.
We talked about last week that the Target eBay page is a piece of shit, right? We did talk
about as far apparently the WWEs are. Like I said, I ordered the walkie talkies for that kid's birthday and they were perfect.
Oh wow.
You know. But that was like a plastic, that's like that hard plastic kind of bubble on the foilage. So that really couldn't get messed up. But I mean the two elites that were ordered were absolute trash.
Trash. Okay. I'm pulling it up here now. I'm going to ask you, we want to do top, I like this, making this a normal thing, but should we just do top 10s or top 20s? Top 10s probably easier.
I guess it depends on the list. I mean, you know.
Okay.
We'll try not to run it too long this week, guys. And if we get a little bit of dead air.
Top 10 home run hitters of all time, Nick Thompson. MLB top 10 home run hitters. Pulling up the list now. See how many of these you get, and you get extra points for getting them in order. There's a guy on here who's not in the top 10, but I bet you think he is. So go ahead whenever.
I'm going to be terrible at this. I'm not great at baseball trivia, so but I'll do my best.
Okay.
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds is number one, 762 home runs.
So obviously Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle.
Roger Maris is no. Both of those guys are not in the top 10.
Oh shit! I'm gonna have a real hard time now.
I might have stumped you.
Did McGuire get in there?
That's the guy. He's number 11. He's three home
runs. Well, okay.
He's three home runs away from number 10, so he is not on the list. So,
I assume that Sammy's not on the list either, because I don't think Sammy is.
Sammy's number. Oh, Sammy. 609. Okay. Yeah.
Two. A-Rod?
A-Rod's number five. Very good. 696 right. Home runs.
Let's see.
People are yelling at their radios.
George Brett.
George Brett is not number
two. No, listen, no. Shit. I'm so bad at this.
Think of like the biggest baseball player that's ever lived.
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth's number three, which is crazy to me that he's still like, he played like well before we were even alive or our parents were alive almost. And he's still number three, 714 home runs.
There's, oh shit, I sold his card for Zoe's dad. I sold his card. Shit, I can't think of his name. Oh, no. You're going to read it off later. I'm going to be pissed. I just can't think of the name. Dude, I suck. I suck at this.
No, it's okay. All right, Barry Bonds was number one, obviously. Hank Aaron, number two.
Hammer and Hank, god damn it. Okay.
Babe Ruth, you got number three. Pujols, Albert Pujols is a surprising number four. He's only 11 behind Babe Ruth. Which
I would have thought him in like the eighth spot, but okay, yeah.
I would have kept playing. If I was 11 home runs behind Babe Ruth, I would have kept playing until I passed him, because that's, I mean.
Yeah, somebody could have used me towards the end there.
A-Rod, number five. You got him. Willie Mays, number six. Ken Griffey Jr., number seven.
These all make sense, yeah.
Maybe the surprise of the list. Jim Tomei, number eight.
No way.
Sammy Sosa, number nine. And former Oriole Frank Robinson, number 10. The next current guy is Miguel Cabrera is number 26. He has 510 home runs. After him, Nelson Cruz, I think he still plays. He's number 37. So nobody really... Mike Trout, 84. He's got 368 home runs. He's still got a ways to go. So, yeah.
Is Judge supposed to be someone that probably ends up like high up on that list?
That's what I was thinking. I was looking for his name. I was trying to think, but he's not even in the...
He's just too young to be on that list, just at pure at-bats probably, right?
I must have skipped him. Where the fuck is he at here? Alexa, how many home runs does Mike Judge have?
You mean Aaron Judge, by the way?
Oh, Mike Judge is the guy.
Mike Judge,
King of the Hill.
Idiocracy.
I love sports. All right, I'm just gonna look it up here before we get the fuck out of here. Home runs. He's got 257. Where the fuck is he on this list then? Oh, I must have missed him. He's number 225 all time. He's only been around for a handful of years, so
yeah. It's only 5-6 years, so yeah.
He's 31, so he should. Yeah, he's probably another 7 or 8 years of home runs, but interesting list. Your turn next week. I want to be stumped.
Okay.
Top 10 selling tampon brands or something.
You have to name all the WCW tag team cruiserweight tag team champions.
Oh, no. I would say Brian Pillman was one. That's the only one I could probably think of.
No way. No, it was only like in the dying days, like last 4 months of the company did they have these belts. Okay.
It wasn't early then. It was late. So no. That's how much I know at WCW. Our buddies Tom and DJ do the Run-In podcast. They talk a lot of in-the-ring wrestling stuff, not as much figures as we do. So if you're an avid watcher of AEW and SmackDown and Raw and you want to talk in-the-ring wrestling, give them a listen. They also talk about pop culture stuff and sports and all kinds of other
cool foot fetish stuff.
Yeah. Our buddy Kenny does the Call Up podcast. There's a live show during Raw. Always on social media, posting some cool stuff. So check him out. And our buddy Chris does the WrestleGeddon podcast. If you want another wrestling figure podcast to listen to, check him out. Of course, our buddy Fig Heel and Kyle Peterson on the YouTube. Are some great watches there. Next week, we will be deep into October. And, I'm going to be home alone for the next, not home alone. I got the kids still, but the fucking wife will be gone.
But you are going to home alone booby trap it for Nash, right?
I told
Nash. Dump his Legos.
Nash, Sunday.
I was right outside of his room.
Sunday, we're doing McDonald's. Monday, we're doing Chick-fil-A. And Tuesday, we're doing Burger King.
Were you going to take it for wings on Sunday? That's what you need.
That's a good idea. I mean, his baseball game. Actually, props to my son, Nash Gentile, starting pitcher for his fall ball baseball team. 3 strikeouts in the first inning, 3 Ks. So he's gotten four outs as a pitcher. They've all been strikeouts. He was pitching the fucking rainbow, like, had to have been going like 7 miles an hour. Like, he was more focused.
He's an off-speed guy. Nash Wakefield. Yeah.
He was trying to just get it over the plate. That was his. I was like, okay, I mean, do that first, and then the speed will come. Because he'll throw it to me super fast and hurt my fucking hand. So he can throw it hard, but he just was like trying to focus on getting over the plate, and kids could not comprehend it. They could not.
That's the Inner Circle chat that somebody shared? Who's the commentator? He had an awful opening pitch, first pitch.
Oh, no. I don't know. I don't think it was ours. Or if it was, I missed it. Oh.
Who's the guy? He's on ESPN. I can't think of his name. Shit.
Rich Eisen or somebody?
No. Lay off the weed guy.
Mm.
Lay off the weed. Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith,
yeah. I guess had a terrible pitch, but you know what it is, man? And Gary Delabate, Baba Booey, who has one of the worst ones from the Stern Show, he said that you convince yourself, I'm just going to toss the ball, just like I'm passing it with my son. And then when that catcher crouches down and you get amped up from the crowd, he's like, you try to pitch it and you get stuck between this throw pitch, toss pitch.
I could see that. Yeah.
And you get stuck. And he said, that's everybody that messes up. Well, unless you're just unathletic. He said, a lot of the mess ups are people that get stuck between how they're going to throw it.
Yeah. I could see that 100%. Yeah. Don't know, like, throw it hard, throw it slow. You're just kind of like.
So, Phil, if you ever have the opportunity to throw out the first pitch at Camden.
Never happened.
I'll remind you to just have a toss.
Well, there are some postseason games coming up, so maybe they need some people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't expect it. They didn't expect the postseason. So.
What the fuck show is my wife watching right now? Oh, man. If you guys.
Sex Education? Ahsoka?
If you guys want a 2-week break from watching movies with your wife, show her Firefly Lane. Firefly Lane. This is like a perfect chick movie into 2 seasons of TV.
Okay.
She will love it, and you will not have to watch it with her, and you'll basically get there's like 20 episodes. It's amazing. So just let her watch it. You go watch what you want. She will love it, I'm sure. Yeah, I don't know what it's about. I try to watch it for a second. It's one of those shows that flips between like when they're kids, when they're in their 20s, when they're in their 30s, and yeah. Now. I don't know which one's which. I can't even like, how the fuck are you keeping track of this?
It's like Young Rock, but it's old ladies.
Yeah, exactly. It's just old, dried up ladies that are like single. But your wife.
The Golden Bachelor. Yeah. I heard about it.
Yeah, they will love it, and you'll get some free time. So that's my advice to you. We'll be back here next week talking about October, scary things. We'll be right in the middle of spooky season here as we get started. I will be watching.
Maybe we could sync up a pumpkin beer. I hate pumpkin beer, but maybe we could sync up a pumpkin beer for next week.
Let's do that for next week. Let's start pumpkin beer reviews. We got to find some ones that are in both of our areas. So,
or not, or complete opposites.
Okay.
Yeah.
Too. One fun fact, my next door neighbor loves Leinenkugel Summer Shandy, and obviously I'm in liquor stores all day, and she's like, if you see any liquor, you know, if you see any Summer Shandy, grab it for me, I'll Venmo you, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, oh God, nobody has any left. So I talked to one of the beer guys, he's like, oh yeah, we're almost down, we only have 20 cases left. So one of my really good stores, I'm like, hey, will you buy 10 cases of this for me as a favor, and I will... And just hold it here, and my neighbor, I know she will buy all 10 of them. Maybe she'll buy like 2 a month or something. He's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, just tell him to send 10 cases. So my store is basically, I was like, this is basically fitting the bill for this chick. That, you know, she's like, because she gets to like January, and she's like, fuck, I'm out of like Summer Shandy. That's the only beer I like. And then like, I got to wait till like May for it to come back. So now she's got 10 cases for her ass to drink, so.
Nice.
One of the perks of, you know, being in the liquor business. So
yeah, my brother's wife like hoards like ciders all year long.
Yeah,
that's what she drinks. So it's like she loves the pumpkin, so that gets her through about 8 months of the year. That she tries other stuff for a few months and then right back to pumpkin.
And I do love pumpkin beer, so I'm glad you said that because I've been holding off on buying pumpkin beers, but I'm ready. I'm ready to jump in. So we'll do that next week. Do you have stores that sell like individual cans? Like you can buy one. Yeah.
Oh yeah. There's some pretty big stores up here that will do stuff like that. So
that's good.
I'll find something. Yeah.
You can try like little stuff that you don't know if it's going to
be. I got to get that Dunkin' one too. I got to find the Dunkin'.
That's not, and I don't even know it's coming out. I haven't seen that anywhere. I don't know what the deal is with that. So
let's see if Coastal has it. Yeah.
Yep. So thank you guys for listening. Last week's episode did some great numbers with Mike Kinnick on the podcast. We're going to try to get every other episode we'll do like an interview. Just because there's going to be some slow times before we get into the holidays here. So we'll keep you updated on that. But,
Start hitting the clearance out for some Toy Drive stuff.
Yes. Toy Drive is coming up. That's a big part of the year for us. Now is a good time, like you said, Nick, to scout those toys. Does not have to be wrestling figure related. Find some of those Avatar toys, some shitty little Batman toy, whatever it is. Send us stuff in the package.
I did buy 2 of those Stings. I was like,
oh yeah.
I'm still not sending you. They're too big to ship.
No,
I was probably saving for the Major Pod one.
Yeah, it's great. A kid would freaking love that thing, man. Talks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Annoyingly, that thing rolling around in my truck all day just talking.
Oh yeah. When I was in my car for a while, and it was just like I would hit a bump and be like, "You're never gonna beat me, dude."
I was like, or something. "Keep it shut. Keep it quiet, Borden."
Yeah. But yeah, check us out for the Fig Cave Toy Drive coming up. I think we're gonna start doing some bonus episodes. Like I said, my wife is out of town Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So if you want to hop on here, we can maybe do like a bracket. We can do like a bonus episode for the folks. We'll brainstorm. Me and you will brainstorm.
Maybe one of these days, I'm gonna do an unboxing of all these extra superstars I bought.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That's what I need to do.
I'd watch that with you. Just sit around and drink beers while you do that. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, all right, brother. Thank you guys for watching. Thanks for listening. Stay classy, Marks. We will talk to you next week.
Wash those hands.
Wash your ass.
To all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what live was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus, love. As the trial flies high like a dove.